今天晚上我们一起来学习崇拜的意义。
Tonight we're going to study the meaning of worship.
我们请看希伯来书第十章。
Let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书十章二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
基督徒聚集在一起，常常为了就是要崇拜、敬拜神。
Often when Christians assemble together, it's for the purpose of worshiping.
所以在这里说，不要停止聚集敬拜神。
So here it says not don't forsake the assembling of ourselves.
虽然当时他们的信仰环境很恶劣，但是他们还是要努力的聚在一起敬拜神。
Even though the environment of their faith was not that good, but they had to assemble together to worship together.
虽然面对着逼迫，但是他们也不放弃聚在一起来敬拜神。
Even though they faced persecution, they did not forsake the assembling of themselves to worship God.
所以聚在一起的敬拜神有它的重要的意义跟目的在里头。
So assembling together to worship God has a great importance in it.
请我们再看罗马书十五章。
Let's take a look at Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章第四节。
Romans chapter 15 verse 4.
罗马书十五章第四节。
Romans chapter 15 verse 4.
从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
这本圣经包括旧约圣经跟新约圣经。
The scriptures here, it includes both the Old Testament and the New Testament.
在保罗的时代，他们所拥有的就是旧约圣经。
But during Paul's time, the thing that they had was only the Old Testament.
那保罗说到这个圣经，它是为了让我们去做学习。
And Paul says that these things were written for us to learn from.
那我们做了学习之后，就会从里头来得到教训。
And after we learn from it, we will receive teachings from it.
那我们要知道崇拜的意义跟目的啊，我们也是从圣经里头来做学习，来得到教训。
And so we also use the scripture to understand the teachings of, or what it means to worship God.
旧约圣经记载着很多旧约的人物、历史跟事件。
The Old Testament records a lot of characters and things that happen in the history.
这一些都让我们来学习而来得到教训。
And this helps us to learn and receive teachings.
在旧约时代，他们敬拜神包括了几件事情。
And in the Old Testament, when they worshiped God, it was made up of a couple of factors.
就是他们要守神的节期。
Which means they have to observe the festivals of God.
在守神的节期的时候，他们要做献祭。
And when they observed the festivals, they had to make sacrifices.
所以我们就从献祭这件事情，我们来学习敬拜神的意义跟目的。
And so from sacrifices, let's learn the meaning of worship.
当然献祭的本身常常也是预表着主耶稣的救赎，主耶稣救赎的计划。
And of course, sacrifice also represents the redemption of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那今天晚上我们的重点放在让我们来明白崇拜的意义跟目的。
So today, our main emphasis is on the meaning of worship.
第一个，崇拜的目的就是让我们，崇拜的意义就是让我们来表达我们愿意亲近神，愿意侍奉神的这种心志。
So the first point, the meaning of worship is for us to draw nearer to God.
那亲近神，一方面我们要来侍奉神。
And to draw near to God, in one aspect, we need to serve Him.
我们请看创世纪十二章。
Let's take a look at Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪十二章第七节。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 7.
主向亚伯兰显现说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为神，为向他显现的神筑了一座坛。
Genesis chapter 12 verse 7, then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your descendants I will give this land. And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him.
在摩西的立法之前，神的百姓已经有献祭敬拜神的活动。
Before the law of Moses, the believers already had this act of sacrificing.
在这里说亚伯拉罕就向那个向他显现的神筑了一座坛。
Here it says that Abraham built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him.
神向亚伯拉罕显现，给亚伯拉罕应许。
God appeared to him and gave him a promise.
说我要把这个地赐给你。
And said that
跟你的后裔。
Said I will give you this land to you and your descendants.
第八节
，verse eight，
亚伯兰从那里又迁到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐篷，西边是伯特利，东边是爱。他在那里又为主筑了一座坛，求告主的名。
And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord.
神亲自向亚伯拉罕来显现，亚伯兰显现。
God personally appeared to Abraham.
那亚伯兰他从神那里得到应许。
And Abraham received a promise from God.
亚伯兰也一直跟神维持着一个亲近的关系。
And Abraham kept a close relationship with God.
所以他离开了以前筑坛的地方，到了一个另外一个地方，他也在那边筑坛。
And so he left his original place, left his home to go to another place, and there he also built an altar.
那当然，筑坛就是要献祭，就是献牛、献羊。
And of course, an altar is used for sacrificing like oxen and lamb.
那今天我们不再献牛、献羊。
Of course, nowadays we don't sacrifice these animals.
但是今天我们同样有敬拜神的活动。
But today, just the same, we have these acts of worship.
今天我们在敬拜神的当中，我们来祷告、唱诗，来学习神的道理。
Today we pray, we sing hymns, and we learn the word of God.
亚伯兰他是一个有神给他应有神应许的人，所以他借着筑坛来亲近神。
Because Abraham was someone who received the promise from God, therefore he used the altar to sacrifice.
今天我们是神的百姓。
Today we are the God's people.
同样的，神给我们许许多多的应许。
And likewise, God gives us many promises.
所以我们也应当成为一个敬拜神的人。
And so we must also be somebody that worships God.
借着我们的敬拜神来表达我们愿意亲近神。
And through our worship, we can show that we are willing to draw near to Him.
在崇拜当中，我们一起来侍奉神。
And that in our worship, we can serve together.
再来，崇拜的目的就是来表达我们对神感恩的心的心智。
The purpose of worship is to show our thankful heart.
我们请看创世纪第八章。
Let's take a look at Genesis chapter 8.
创世纪第八章二十节。
Genesis chapter 8 verse 20.
二十节，挪亚为主筑了一座坛，拿各类洁净的牲畜、归鸟献在坛上为燔祭。
20. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar.
经过了洪水之后，挪亚他们终于可以出方舟了。
After the flood, Noah finally could exit out of the ark.
那挪亚出了方舟，第一件事情就是筑一座坛。向神献祭。
The first thing that Noah did when he got out of the ark was to build an altar and make a sacrifice.
如果我们是挪亚的话，我想我们应该知道当时挪亚他这种献祭的心情。
If we were Noah at that time, we would understand Noah's a habit of sacrificing on the altar.
我们一定会像挪亚那样子，是存着一个敬畏、感恩的心来做这个献祭。
Like Noah, we would make this sacrifice with respect and thanksgiving.
发生了这么大的事情，那么大的水， 神真的是可敬可畏的神。
There was such a great flood, but God was very gracious.
而所有的活物都被毁灭了，方舟里头的挪亚一家八口，跟这些生物却存活下来。
And everything else was destroyed, but Noah's family and all the animals that went with him on the ark were saved.
为了神的救赎，挪亚献祭感谢。
So for the because of the redemption of God, Noah was thankful and made sacrifices.
神赐给他们一个新的天地。
And God gave them a new world.
也为了神的赏赐。来献祭感谢神。
And so, because of this, Noah sacrificed to God.
再请看创世纪二十六章。
Let's also take a look at Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪二十六章二十五节。
Genesis chapter 26, verse 25.
二十五节，以撒就在那里筑了一座坛，求告主的名，并且支搭帐篷。他的仆人便在那里挖了一口井。
So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants dug a well.
在这里，以撒他筑坛献祭来感谢神。
Here Isaac built an altar, and thanking God, he sacrificed there.
本来以撒他遇到饥荒，他想要往南搬到埃及去。
Initially, Isaac wanted to head south to Egypt.
但是神叫他不要往埃及去。
But God told him, don't go to Egypt.
神应许他要祝福他。
And God promised that he would bless him.
好，我们请看十二节。
Let's take a look at verse 12.
以撒在那地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成，神赐福给他。
Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him.
以撒他听从神的话，他就没有下埃及去。
Isaac heeded the word of God, and he didn't go down to Egypt.
也真的照着神给他的应许，他得到这个百倍的收成，蒙受神的祝福。
And through the promise of God, he received a hundredfold and got the Lord's blessing.
那而且呢，他也得到神的保守，神的看顾。
And he also received the protection and the care of God.
因为当时他是居住在非利士人的地。
Because at that time he was living in the land of the Philistines.
然后他又有那么好的收成。
And he had such great wealth.
所以就招惹了这些非利士人对他的嫉妒而不怀好意。
And so there were probably some Philistines that were jealous of him and had ill intentions toward him.
那甚至对他有不好的行为。
And might have done bad things to him.
但是一路以来神都看顾他，保护他。
But throughout all this, God watched over him and protected him.
所以他在这里筑了一座坛，来表达对神的感谢。
So here Isaac built an altar to show his thanksgiving towards God.
所以当时的献祭就好像今天我们的崇拜。
And so the sacrifices back then are our worship, is our worship today.
所以我们崇拜的目的之一就是来表达我们对神的感恩。
So our purpose of worship is to show our thanksgiving and our gratitude towards God.
再请看创世纪三十五章。
Let's also take a look at Genesis chapter 35.
创世纪三十五章第六节。
Genesis chapter 35, verse 6.
第六节，于是雅各和一切与他同在的人到了迦南地的路斯，就是伯特利。
So Jacob came to Luz, that is Bethel, which is the land of Canaan.
第七节，他在那里筑了一座坛，就给那地方起名叫做伊勒伯特利。And, 因为他逃避他哥哥的时候，神在那里向他显现。
Seven, and he built an altar there and called the place El Bethel.Because there God appeared to him when he fled from the face of his brother.
在这里雅各他特别来到伯特利的地方来筑一座坛献祭。
Here Jacob specifically came to Bethel to build an altar to make a sacrifice.
在这里特别他想起了二十几年前所遭遇的事情。
Because here he remembered what happened 20 years ago.
他存着一个对未来很惶恐的心离开故乡
and
害怕
And so he, here he fled with a very afraid, fearful heart from his home.
在他回想到20年前他离开家的情形。
And so he remembered that situation 20 years ago.
但神在他害怕当中，神向他显现。
And during his time of fear, God appeared to him.
神对他说，我一定跟你同在。
God told him, I will be with you.
神对他说，我要帮助你。
God told him, I will help you.
神对他说，我要带领你回到你的故乡。
And God told him, I will lead you back to your home.
真的，这一切事情都实现了。
And all these things truly happened.
那神也祝福雅各，他空手出去，却满满的回来。
And God blessed Jacob. He went out empty, but he came back full.
所以他特别来到伯特利的地方来筑坛献祭，感谢神。
And that is why Jacob specifically came here to build an altar and sacrifice to thank God.
那今天我们看看我们的信仰生活，我们每一天的生活。
Today we look at our walk of faith and our everyday life.
我们也都在经历着神的眷顾，神的祝福。
We are all under God's protection and His blessings.
所以我们也当借着我们的崇拜聚会来表达我们对神的感谢。
And so we should also take the opportunity to worship Him to show our gratitude.
那我们这一位神也是让我们恩上加恩的神。
And this God is a God that gives us grace upon grace.
常常我们借着崇拜来感谢神的当中，我们又领受了神的恩典。
So when we are filled with thanksgiving, when we worship Him, often He will give us even more blessings after that.
我们存着感谢神的心来侍奉，在侍奉当中，我们又领受了神的恩典。
When we serve with a grateful heart, then God will bless us even more.
有一次有一位姐妹她们那一组轮到要这个清扫这个教会。
There's a sister, once it was her group's turn to clean a part of the church.
他们通常都利用周间的时间，没有人的时候，来到教会，做一些特别的清扫。
Usually they'll take time during the weekdays to come to church when nobody's there to help clean.
当然在安息日聚会完之后，是有清扫。
And of course, they also clean after a Sabbath service, right after Sabbath service as well.
但是他们这一组人呢，会在周间再来看一看有没有弄干净的地方。
But this group will additionally go during the weekday to check if there's anything else that needs cleaning.
真的在安息日常常人都很匆忙所以有打扫有时候并不是打扫的那么完全。
And so of course during Sabbath there's a lot of people, and so when you clean it might not be the best result.
那因为是在周间，所以参加的人当然也不是很多。
Of course, because this cleaning was during the weekday, so there weren't that many people participating.
那有一次，这个姐妹她就觉得这个肩膀有点酸痛，甚至抬不起来。
And the sister, she was feeling that at that time that her shoulder was a little bit sore and she couldn't really lift it up.
但是她想一想某某人。这个不在某某人去哪里的？这个礼拜好像只剩下人会很少。
But she realized that, oh, this person's not here and this person's absent, and so this time there's not going to be a lot of people helping to clean.
所以她祷告之后，她一样就开着车子到教会来了。
So she prayed, and then after that, as usual, she came to the church to help clean.
就跟一两位姐妹，她们就开始做一些清洁的工作。
And so with one or two other sisters, they started cleaning up the church.
在不知不觉当中她这个肩膀的疼痛也就不见了。
And then without even realizing it, all of a sudden she felt that she realized her shoulder wasn't hurting anymore.
等到要回去的时候，她很高兴的摆摆手，我的手这个肩膀已经不疼痛了。
And at the end of the cleaning, she was really happy, and she moved around her arms, and she realized that, hey, my arm doesn't hurt anymore.
真的，我们常常是在崇拜聚会当中向神感恩，然后我们又得到额外的恩典。
So truly, when we worship God with thanksgiving, we will be added even more grace.
再来，我们的崇拜我们表达我们向神祈求的心志。
next, when we worship, we must worship in an attitude of pleading with God.
有那一种好那一种那一种 will 好那一种心智，我们要向神来祈求神的帮助。
With that kind of willpower to ask God to help us.
我们请看撒母耳记上第七章。
Let's take a look at 1 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记上第七章第七节。
First Samuel chapter 7 verse 7。
第七节，非利士人听见以色列人聚集在米斯巴，非利士的首领就上来要攻击以色列人。以色列人听见了，就惧怕非利士人。
Verse 7. Now when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel had gathered together at Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard of it, they were afraid of the Philistines.
在这个时代啊，非利士人他们的武力是强过以色列人。
At this time, the military power of the Philistines was greater than that of Israel.
So, 以色列人听见非利士人要来攻打他们，他们就惧怕。
So, when Israel heard that the Philistines were going to attack them, they got scared.
第八节
Verse 8.
以色列人对撒母耳说：“愿你不住地为我们呼求主我们的神，救我们脱离非利士人的手。”
So, the children of Israel said to Samuel, "Do not cease to cry out to the Lord our God for us.That he may save us from the hand of the Philistines.
因为他们知道，如果出去征战的话，他们没有办法胜过非利士人。
Because they knew that if they went out to battle, they wouldn't be able to defeat the Philistines.
所以他们需要祈求神的帮助。
And so they needed to ask God for help.
第九节
，Verse 9.
撒母耳就把一只吃奶的羊羔献于主，做全身的欢祭，为以色列人呼求主，主就应允他。
Verse 9, and Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. Then Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord answered him.
所以撒母耳就献祭为他们，为这百姓来呼求神的帮助。
And so Samuel offered a sacrifice to plead to God for help for the Israelites.
同样的，我们在生活当中，我们会遇到一些的困难。
And likewise, we in our lives we will encounter difficulties.
有时候我们凭着我们的努力，别人的帮助或许就能够克服了。
Sometimes we put out our effort, and with the help of others, we'll be able to overcome.
但是也有很多时候，并不是所谓我们自己有办法，或者别人能够帮助我们的。
But many times it's not that we are able to do it ourselves, or that other people can help us.
那我们都知道往哪里去。
And at those times, we know where to turn to.
就是在崇拜当中，我们来向神祈求。
Which is that in worship, we must plead to God.
就好像这些以色列人，他们面对着他们的强敌非利士人。
Just like the Israelites when they faced their strong enemy, the Philistines.
他们借着他们的献祭，他们来求神的帮助。
Through the sacrifice, they asked God for help.
我们再请看历代志下二十九章。
Let's also take a look at 2 Chronicles 29.
历代志下二十九章
，Second Chronicles 二十节 ，Chapter 29, verse 20.
二十节，西西家王清早起来，聚集城里的首领，都上神的殿。
20. Then King Hezekiah rose early, gathered the rulers of the city, and went up to the house of the Lord.
24.
24.
祭司宰了羊，将血献在坛上做赎罪祭，为以色列众人赎罪，因为王吩咐将燔祭和赎罪祭为以色列众人献上。
And the priests killed them, and they presented their blood on the altar as a sin offering to make an atonement for all Israel, for the king commanded that the burnt offering and the sin offering be made for all Israel.
在这里提到西西家王，他将这个以色列这个国中的这些首领都聚集到神的殿。
Here it says that King Hezekiah gathered together with the rulers of the city and went up to the house of the Lord.
那我们知道西西家王的父亲他是一个没有敬拜神的一个王。
We know that the father of King Hezekiah was somebody who didn't worship God.
他甚至荒废了这个神的殿。
And he even destroyed the temple of God.
西西家 当王的时候，他明白，他知道了，他们应该归向神。
And when King Hezekiah, when Hezekiah turned king, he understood that they had to worship God.
他们必须要向神悔改，然后归向神，才能够来得到复兴。
And that they must repent and return to God to receive to be revived.
因为在当时，信仰跟这个国家的强盛与否是有直接的关系。
Because at that time, the faith and the prosperity of the nation was directly related.
通常一个不敬拜神的以色列的这个以色列王啊，那个国家也不会是兴盛的。
When an Israelite king did not worship God faithfully, then the nation would suffer.
有哪一个王不希望自己的国家是强盛的？
Which king does not want his nation to be prosperous?
有哪一个王不希望自己的国家是得到神的祝福的？
Which king doesn't want the blessings of God?
但是很可惜的，有些王他真的不懂得让神来祝福他的国家。
But it's such a pity that there are some kings that did not allow God to bless their nation.
那西西家王他明白，他的国家需要得到神的祝福，得到神的帮助。
But King Hezekiah knew that the nation needed the help of God and the blessings of God.
他也是借着献祭，他来带领百姓悔改归向神。
And so through sacrifice, he led the Israelites to repentance and to return.
然后借着献祭来祈求神的带领，神的祝福。
And through sacrifice to plead for the guidance and the blessings of God.
我们都希望我们的生活都是蒙神的带领，蒙神的祝福。
And we all hope and wish that our lives can be filled with the guidance and the blessings of God.
那我们都可以来向这一位愿意赏赐我们的神。
And we all can turn towards this God who is willing to give us blessings.
所以我们的崇拜的目的之一就是要来祈求神。
So the main purpose of worshiping God is to plead to God.
好，我们请再看诗篇五十一篇。
Let's also take a look at Psalm 51.
诗篇五十一篇第十节
，Psalm 51 verse 10。
第十节，神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
51 verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
这是大卫的祷告。
This is a prayer of David.
大卫他需要有个新的开始。
David needed a new beginning.
大卫需要重新再得到力量。
He needed to restore his strength.
好，我们再看十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节，你本不喜爱祭物，若喜爱，我就献上欢祭，你也不喜悦。
For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering.
本来对神有所求，就是借着献祭。
Originally, when you would sacrifice to plead to God.
但是大卫他也发现了，不是只有那一个动作。
But David realized it's not just these outward actions.
十七节。
Verse 17.
神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise.
大卫发现说，不是只有献祭，还要加上里头的那个心。
David realized it's not just the sacrifice, you also have to add.The inward heart.
不但有那个献祭，还要有那一个对的好的态度。
Not just the heart, so not just the sacrifice, but also the correct attitude.
就好像今天我们不是只有来到会堂里。
Just like today, it's not that we just physically come to the chapel.
我们的心，我们的态度，都是神所看重的，神所需要的。
Our attitudes and our hearts are all things that God sees and that God needs.
我们常常都需要有一个新的开始。
We often need new beginnings.
我们常常需要再得到力量。
We often need to restore our strength.
神也是愿意给我们。
And God is willing to give it to us.
就借着我们在崇拜当中 用一个对的心、对的态度来向他祈求。
Through us having the right attitude and right heart to worship and to ask to plead with him.
十九节
，Verse 19.
那时你必喜爱公义的祭和欢祭，并全身的欢祭。那时人必将公牛献在你坛上。
Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar.
当大卫的心、大卫的态度调整了之后，然后他来做献祭。
When David's heart and his attitude was corrected and calibrated, then he sacrificed.
那神就会应允他，让他有一个新的开始，让他再得到力量。
And God then gave him a new beginning and new strength.
好，所以我们借着我们的崇拜来表达我们对神祈求的心志。
So through our worship, we can show our heart to God.
再请看民数记十五章。
Let's take a look at Numbers chapter 15.
民数记十五章第八节。
Numbers chapter 15, verse 8.
第八节，你要预备公牛做欢祭，或是做平安祭，为要还特许的宴，或是做平安祭献给主。
Numbers chapter 15 verse 8, and when you prepare a young bull as a burnt offering or as a sacrifice to fulfill a vow or as a peace offering to the Lord.
在这里提到他们做献祭，为了要还特许的宴。
Here it says that they performed a sacrifice to fulfill a vow.
所以借着崇拜，我们来表达我们对神还愿的心志。
So through our worship, we fulfill something like a vow.
我们表达我们要还愿的这种 will 这种心志。
To have this heart of paying back.
当然，从圣经来看呢、我们并不鼓励许愿这件事情。
Of course, from a biblical perspective, we don't encourage people to make vows.
因为我们人很有限。
Because as humans, we are very, we have our limits.
所以我们所答应的事情，我们不一定做得到。
So the things that we vow to do, we won't necessarily be able to do it.
所以有时候我们会对人表达我们的非常的抱歉。因为我们没有办法遵守我们的约定。
So sometimes we might be very apologetic to somebody that we couldn't fulfill our promise to.
不是我们不愿意做到，而是我们真的做不到。
It's not that we weren't willing to do it; it's just that we weren't able to do it.
那常常我们也会对神啊有所承诺。
And oftentimes we will have towards God we will have.Promise.
所以我们可以为神来立志，但是我们不要用许愿的。
And so we can make determinations to God, but let's not do it with vows.
因为神不喜欢我们这样子毁约。
Because God doesn't like us to do these vows.
就是说没有办法做到我们所许的愿。
He doesn't like it when we can't fulfill our vow.
但是我们可以借着我们的崇拜我们来求神坚定我们的立志，我们的计划。
But through our worship, we can ask God to strengthen our determination.
好，我们请看诗篇九十篇。
Let's take a look at Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇十七节。
Psalm 90, verse 17.
十七节，愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上，愿你坚立我们手所做的功，我们手所做的功，愿你坚立。
Psalm 90 verse 17, Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
在我们的生活当中，我们可以做一些立志甚至为了教会、为了神来做立志。
In our lives, we can make determinations, especially determinations for God and for church.
在我们的生活当中，我们应该有计划。
in our lives, and in our lives, we should have plans.
对我们个人，对我们的家庭要有计划。
Plans for ourselves and plans for our families.
对我们的神，对教会，我们也应该有所计划。
Plans for God and plans for church.
那计划不一定会等于实现。
A plan won't necessarily come to reality.
因为这当中要有一定会有一个过程。
Because there's a process in this plan.
很多人立志了计划了，但是中途而废。
A lot of times people make determinations, make plans, but in the end it doesn't come to pass.
其实在做立志做计划的时候，我们都是有很多的思考的。
And when you make determination plans, there's a lot of things you need to think about.
所以我们需要借着我们的崇拜，我们求神来坚立我们的立志，我们的计划。
So through our worship, we must ask God to strengthen our determinations and our plans.
我们所要做的工，求神来带领，求神来赐给我们力量。
Ask God to give us guidance and strength for the things we need to do.
如果我们的立志，我们的计划合乎神的旨意，求他来带领，来成全。
If our determinations and plans are according to the will of God, then we ask Him to lead it, guide it.
真的。常常借着我们的崇拜聚会当中，我们向神来表达我们的这一种祈求。
So through our worship, we should ask God in this way.
所以当然我们也会遇到一些阻挡或者困难。
Of course, we might face obstacles and difficulties.
但是在神的恩惠怜悯之下，我们也能够去面对，也能够去克服。
But under the mercy and grace of God, we are able to overcome it and deal with it.
所以让我们的计划，让我们的立志能够实现。
So let our determinations and plans come to pass.
所以希伯来书的作者说，不要停止聚会。
So the author of Hebrews tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves.
崇拜聚会对我们真的是具有很大的意义跟目的。
So worshiping and assembling to worship holds a lot of meaning and purpose for us.
再请看《利未记》第八章。
Let's also take a look at Leviticus chapter 8.
利未记第八章第一节。
Leviticus chapter 8, verse 1.
第一节、第二节。
And verse 2.
神晓谕摩西说：“你将亚伦和他儿子一同带来，并将圣衣、膏油、以赎罪祭的一只公牛、两只公绵羊、一筐无酵饼都带来。”
Verse 1, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 2, take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, the anointing oil, a bull as a sin offering, two rams, and a basket of unleavened bread.
12节
Verse 12.
又把膏油倒在亚伦的头上，膏他，使他成圣。
And he poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head and anointed him to consecrate him.
这里在描写祭司要担任他的工作之前，也是一样，有一些程序，包括着献祭。
Here describes that before the priest takes on his responsibilities, there's some sacrifices.
他们借着这一些程序来表达他们愿意来承担这个工作。
And through these sacrifices, it shows that the priest is willing to take on the work.
今天我们也常常会被教会赋予我们一些工作。
And today we may be called to ask to do work for church.
我们也借着崇拜聚会当中，我们来表达我们愿意承担这些圣工。
And so through our worship, we should show that we are willing to take on the work.
既然我们承担了圣工，我们希望能够有主的帮助，我们能够把它做好，把它做完。
That the work we take on can have the help and guidance of God, and that we can finish it and finish it well.
那不是我们这样子想，我们就真的能够把它做好做完。
It's not just that you think you just think you want to do it well and that it will be done well.
我们的那种立志、那种心志非常的重要。
Our determination is very important.
常常借着我们的崇拜当中，我们来坚定。我们的那一种心智。
So through our worship, we strengthen our determination.
请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
18节。
Verse 18.
十八节，一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将欠人与他和好的职分赐给我们。
Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation.
这里说神将一那个职分来赐给我们。
Here it says that God gave us the ministry.
十九节。
Verse 19.
这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation.
我们每一个人都有这个很重要的工作职分。
Each one of us has this very important work, this duty.
就是让人跟神和好。
Which is to let man, it's to reconcile man with God.
让人借着主耶稣基督能够得到救赎。
That through Jesus Christ, man can receive redemption.
那我们能不能够有没有去承担这个职分
？And have we taken on this responsibility?
这跟我们的崇拜有关系。
This is related to our worship.
借着我们的崇拜聚会，我们来表达这样的心志。
And through our worship, we can show our hearts in this manner.
借着我们的崇拜聚会，我们来领受这样的职分。
Through our worship, we accept this responsibility.
好，那请我们再看利未记二十二章。
Let's also take a look at Leviticus chapter 22.
利未记二十二章二十一节。
Leviticus chapter 22, verse 21.
利未记二十二章二十一节。
Leviticus chapter 22, verse 21.
二十一节，凡从牛群或是羊群中将平安祭献给主，为要还特许的宴，或是做甘心献的，所献的必存钱无残疾，才蒙悦纳。
21. And whoever offers a sacrifice of a peace offering to the Lord to fulfill his vow, or a freewill offering from the cattle or the sheep, must be perfect to be accepted. There shall be no defect in it.
那这里在讲到最后那里讲到蒙悦纳。
Here at the very end it says to be accepted.
所以这个也是当时他们献祭的时候一个很重要的重点，蒙悦纳。
And so this was a very important point in their sacrifice was to be accepted.
同样的，今天我们的崇拜要蒙悦纳。
And today our worship should be accepted.
那再来看二十九节。
Let's take a look at verse 29.
你们献感谢祭以主，要献的可蒙悦纳。
When you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, offer it of your own free will.
那怎样才能够蒙悦纳？
So how do we have it to be acceptable?
那二十九节这里英文告诉我们要献的是甘心乐意。
29, here it says to offer it, our worship out of our own free will.
所以这个是崇拜的一个很重要的意义跟精神。
So this is a very important meaning and attitude of our worship.
要甘心乐意的来敬拜神。
To offer it with our own free will and with thanksgiving.
那这样的敬拜蒙神的悦纳。
This worship is accepting to God.
那么崇拜的意义跟目的就会实现在我们的身上。
And in this way, the meaning of and purpose of our worship will show on us.
所以希望我们都能够像大卫一样，说人如果邀请我到神的殿去，我就非常的喜乐。
So I hope we can all be like David when that we can be glad when we heard that we need to go to the house of the Lord.
因为借着我们的崇拜，我们来表达亲近神的心志。
And that through our worship we can draw close to God.
借着我们的崇拜，我们来表达我们向神感恩的心志。
Through our worship we can show God our gratitude.
借着我们的崇拜，我们来表达我们对神祈求的心志。
And through our worship we can show God our pleading attitude.
借着崇拜，我们来表达求神坚定我们的立志、我们的计划的心志。
Through our worship, we ask God to strengthen our determinations.
借着我们的崇拜，我们来表达我们愿意承担圣工的心志。
Through our worship, we ask God, we tell God that we are willing to take on the responsibilities of His work.
我们一起唱诗二十首。
Let's all sing hymn 20.
last verse 最后一节。我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Now we'll have our concluding prayer.
恳求天父真神他能够帮助我们让我们都能够看重这个崇拜聚会。
We ask our Heavenly Father that He may look over us and look over our worship.
也恳求他不断的祝福我们的崇拜聚会。
We ask Him to continually bless our service.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.